Rabbi Rick is here.
Woohoo!
It's the news according to me.
He's back like a bad smell.
Like a bad...
I thought we spread Listerine around here. or Lysol. What is
Lysol.
It?
Lysol. Well, either one.
Listerine's for the...
Clorox. I think it's Clorox you're supposed to inject. He never said that, but everybody says you're supposed to inject Clorox.
Yeah, right.
That never happened, but that's what everybody says.
Well, you got to go with that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's a racist.
Yeah. Orange Man is bad.
He's
Orange
bad.
Man is bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Originally bad.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. And he only got 74 million votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing since you've been gone all these? You've been gone for like a week.
I can't tell you.
Oh, you've been on the secret
top
mega,
secret work stuff.
Top secret mega stuff.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. Well, you can still tell me. I don't care. I'm ready to go. I've seen enough.
That's right. Just been crazy work stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's lost their minds.
Well, you know why.
Morning.
Morning. Speaking of lost their minds. Yeah. It's my work has been it's really picked up too. So I don't know, just a seasonal thing or if it's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of nutty.
Yeah. Who knows in this day and age, we don't know the normal ebb and flow of
right.
Seasonal stuff is kind of weird.
Well, I think it's probably because all the blue state governors are opening everything back
up. That's
now.
Right. That's right. Because all magically,
yeah,
everything's gone away. Well, that and now we get to wear three masks. We get to wear three of them. Not just two. Three. Three is 90% effective. So we're going to wear three masks and then put a bag over your head and try and flip. I think we should suggest
there
that.
There are some people I wouldn't mind putting a bag over their
I'm
head.
Thinking if they just come out and start saying that, because the way the leftists are just do everything that they say,
they'll
probably start doing it. That could eliminate the problem.
Well, that would work faster than the vaccine.
It would work faster. And yeah, it's 100% effective.
That's right.
In so many ways.
You know, that's kind of a interesting thing. Nobody's talking about, but I've heard a few things here and there about not so much the effectivity of the vaccine, but how many people are dying from it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to wonder about the numbers because they aren't honest with the numbers anyway.
No.
So
I think we figured that out.
Yeah.
For some reason the left has a really maybe they all need to go back to school for math. Simple algebra.
Well, they're using Common Core math.
Well, that's true. That's why we had the voting problem.
That's why we had that voting problem.
Yeah, that's right. But there was nothing there.
Two people voted for Joe. Two people voted for Joe Katz. Five votes for Joe.
This one says Joe, but it really means Trump.
I think they meant Trump.
But Trump, yeah, it really means Joe. Yeah,
there backwards. You go. Yeah, backwards, yeah.
I've been indoctrinated.
Yeah. it's the microwave beams that they're sending out in our cities. Well, you come from... You're pretty close to that town over there where Pete Buttigieg was.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
So I'm sure that they have the mind control.
Hey, did you hear what he's doing now?
Well, wasn't he supposed to be a transportation guy?
Well,
now
he is.
Changed it. Isn't he like in a... Did I see something else where he's being sworn in as a secretary? It's like a treasuries thing or something?
Oh, God help us if
I think
does.
It was a misprint because I saw this...
No, it's transportation because your taxes are going to go up.
Mm. He's going to charge tax for driving on the road.
Yeah.
Which we already do.
Yeah.
But
it's going to go up.
Well, you know why. You know where the problem is. I talked about this earlier.
We got to generate some kind of money for electric vehicles.
Exactly. Because we pay federal tax in the gas. So now they're like, uh-oh, we've been pushing these electric vehicles and we don't know how we would tax those. People are plugging in at their house and we can't tax that. So let's just put a transponder on everybody's car. Which is basically there already with the GPS system.
Yeah, right.
And we'll just have it report how many miles you've driven. And then we're going to charge you, tax. So if you drive a gas guzzler, I mean, which is what they want, you to pay the federal tax and the gas as well as the mileage tax.
What a joke.
It's like...
Seriously?
This is just, it's going nuts. This is just going. And my guess is, on top of that, almost every federal, by the time this is all over with, if Petey gets his way, he will probably have every federal road, every highway, mm-hmm. every federal highway is going to be a tollway. I would bet you that toll roads will be the norm in terms of traveling on U.S. highways. And because the, again, there again, this transponder idea.
Well, you have to wear a mask when you drive
three.
On the road.
You have to wear three of them. And a blindfold.
Yeah.
Because it can come through the eyes. It's a nasty virus, and it can come through all.
I still don't get people wearing their masks in their car.
Yeah, driving around with a mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it's out there. It's like the people who are, and they ride their bikes, and or they're out on the beach by themselves, and nobody within 20 miles, and they're out there, you know,
wearing a mask
while they're jogging.
Yeah.
And you see them pass out. I'm waiting for the three mask thing to really catch on. I think that's going to be great.
It's hard enough breathing through one mask.
I know. And you can't hear, like if somebody's wearing one, like at the store when you go to check out. I don't know how many times this happens.
Yeah, I know.
Go to the store to check out. You're trying to talk normally. And so you got a mask on. They've got a mask on. There's lots of noise there anyway. And they got this plastic shield between you and them.
Yeah.
So you put your stuff on the counter and they kind of pull it through. So you're touching stuff that they're touching anyway.
Right.
And then when it comes time to, they ask you if you want something with it. Do you want this, you know, do you want the extra warranty plan is on that, because it used to be things we just had a warranty. Yeah. Now you got to pay for that.
Right. Yeah.
Do you want your warranty on this thing that we bought from China? That's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
That way you can be assured of getting another piece of crap if this one breaks.
It says made by Fong Fong. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what that means. But for $20, we'll give you an extra. Well, the item was only $10, but for $20, we'll insure it for you. I think I'll just buy another one.
Yeah, that's right.
So then inevitably, the head goes out from around the side of the plastic thing, and they talk louder, and they pull their mask down and go,
"That's right.
Do you want the warranty plan with this?" No, but I'll take a little bit of that COVID you're spreading around.
Yeah, that's right. Can you huff and puff a little harder?
Yeah. My word. Yeah, so that's happening. So we got COVID out there. It's and now there's the new strain.
Well, there was a new strain since we almost had this one in the back.
Yeah. It's going to be a new strain every year for the rest of our lives.
Every
year. Yeah, it's going to be, which is what the flu was.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly. And of course, Anthony Fauci, he said,
"Oh yeah,
it's going to be, it's possible that the vaccine won't work on this, but still got to take the vaccine because that way, he had some kind of reason for that.
That way, I get some more money.
That way, because I make a commission on every one of those vaccines. And if for those of you who have not seen it, there's a report out there. There's a really good expose documentary, and it is about Anthony Fauci's involvement in the Wuhan flu.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's right-wing conspiracy stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I can't even believe you found that on the internet.
It's, well, like everything else, it's out there.
That's right. Are you saying Fauci is, like, creepy? He's out there?
Fauci is a crook.
Oh, well, yeah.
And he is a little slimy weasel.
Yeah, what's up with him? Like, he can't wait to talk trash about Trump.
Yeah, yeah. He has this little smirky smile on his face when he talks about it.
And you know what bugs me about that is you could tell Trump didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
But he was out there singing his praises when all this came out. Trump never disowned him.
No.
I mean, yeah, he would disagree with him down. And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, at least he was a gentleman about it.
Yeah.
You know, and Trump, he followed his MO.
Yeah.
You throw a punch at Trump, he'll throw a punch at you.
Yep.
And okay, so Fauci never did that because he's, like you said, a weasel.
Yeah.
And he's too scared.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But now that Trump's not in there, he's free to really talk trash. That's kind of like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that kid that's annoying on the playground. And, you know, you rough him up a little bit. And then he runs away and he gets about 20 feet away from you and he starts talking trash to you again.
Yeah, exactly. That happens to me almost every day here at the office.
I bet he was that kid on the playground.
He probably was. Yeah.
He was a real brat. And yeah. And then people would put him in his place, then he'd run away and then start talking trash again. That makes so much sense.
Hey, your hair looks funny. Run away. Hey, your hair looks funny.
Just wait till I'm ordered. I'm going to make a vaccine, make you take it.
I'm going to make you wear 3 masks. Yeah, he's the guy who was out there before all kinds of interviews.
Yeah.
Even before he was a part of the administration, basically, he was basically saying, "Oh, this isn't something American people have to worry about."
Yeah, right.
And then the mask.
Oh, and wearing masks.
Wearing a mask. It might give you a false sense of security.
Yeah, right.
And because it might stop a droplet. That's all it's going to stop. Of course, now it's like wearing 2 masks. This just makes common sense. You know, it's going to just
it's
more common sense.
It just slows it down for a little bit.
Well, of course,
so it gets in. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me how wearing 2 masks helps.
Yeah, if
you
somebody
have 2 masks that are the same.
Here's why.
Okay, let me
tell you. Tell you why.
I want to hear you.
Science.
Well, that's right. We're following science now.
All
we never did with Trump. We never followed science with Trump.
No, all we have to do is use the word now. Science. That's
so.
There you go.
Let me get this straight. So, if I'm trying to keep a fly out of my house and I put a bunch of chicken wire in front of my window.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. It does make sense. I just put two things of chicken wire in front, and there's not a fly won't get in.
That's right.
That makes total sense.
Because flies only hang around with chickens. And if the chickens can't get in, science!
Oh, and the other thing that, so now you got all these blue states opening back up with the restaurants. What is it about? Everybody has, you can still open up your restaurant, but you still got to close by 10.
Yeah.
What the heck? What's up with that? I've never heard a good rational reason why that makes sense.
Science.
Oh, that's right.
Well, because
China today's show is about science. Eat our lunch. Come on.
I think the problem is.
Come on, man.
The time zone that China is on.
Ah.
If we're open past 10, China's going to eat our lunch. Because they eat lunch at 10 o'clock at
that
night.
That makes total sense. China Joe.
China Joe.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Nothing to see.
No.
No, he's not bought and paid for by China.
No.
No.
Because he's, like, he gives the power grid back over to China.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Because science!
people did something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for people that haven't heard that, so Trump signed an executive order that kept the Chinese from having access to our power grid. You know, I don't know what that all means. Suffice it to say, that was the overarching what happened.
Yeah.
For some reason, Joe thought that was a bad idea and just reversed executive order.
Yeah.
So the way I understand it is now they have access to all the different codes and everything that they can, you know, and if they want, they can, you know, and the thing is the lights have been flickering a lot in our neighborhood.
And you know what? My tinfoil hat is a little bit warmer than it used to be. Yeah, it is kind of weird. I guess what the thing is, there's a lot of technology, I guess, in our power grid that comes from a lot of the hardware, and even some of the software actually comes from China. And I guess that the
shocker,
yeah, isn't that amazing? Shocker, that's electricity. No pun intended. So the
I'm funny. I don't even.
I guess
know
yeah. I'll remind you.
But we're not talking about looks.
That's true. That's true. I was going to make a comment about a mirror. You beat me to the punch on that one. But I think part of the issue is they have technicians over here helping with their hardware. I'm doing a lot of air quotes here.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, they're not spying on us or doing anything like that. Of course,
are they related to Fong Fong?
Fong Fong, she's the head. I think she's like their main administrator. but they have access to all this stuff because of that.
Hmm.
So the executive order was to keep them from being able to do it. They had to talk through people, and they were not allowed to have access to that anymore.
You know, that makes about as much sense as far as like his other executive order. So he opened up He reversed the travel ban to Muslim countries that are all terrorists.
Yeah.
but he's not letting people travel from Europe.
Right.
Or Central America.
Yeah.
Well, we got caravans coming anyway. We're going to welcome them in.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you got to let them in because of science.
That's right, science.
It's the science of migration.
Otherwise, we would be considered racist.
That's right. We could want to be racist.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep all the Europeans out.
Yeah.
But we're going to let those...
let the caravans in.
Let those guys named Abdul and all those guys come in.
Yeah, they can come in too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
That makes total sense.
The thing that kind of got me about the way the media treated that whole... They called it the Muslim ban.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It wasn't a Muslim ban.
No,
it was just because the countries happened to be.
And it wasn't all Muslim countries. No. It was just the few that had been.
There's a lot of terrorism there. And the threat was pretty high. So they were like, oh, we can't let you people in anymore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the statement, not all Muslims are terrorists.
Right.
But. There are a lot of terrorists that are Muslims.
Yeah, and you know what I liked about that logic that Trump had? Because you look at facts.
Science!
You look at facts like, we know that this country produces X amount of terrorists, so we're going to stop you from traveling from that country.
Yeah.
Not like, Joe, when he said last week, well, there's lots of xenophobia going on towards Asian Pacific countries and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, show me where you got that information.
Yeah. Well, it's all a meme on Facebook.
Did you read that on Facebook something?
Yeah.
Or maybe Bernie showed up there with his mittens or something.
Well, I got my mittens, and I want to have mittens for everyone. Mittens for all. And a bagel. with a schmear.
Oh my gosh, that stuff just gives me gas.
Well, when they use the word science, just because they toss it out there.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Fauci, he's used science a lot.
Yeah. So science is like an absolute truth. It's actually they use scientific method.
Yeah.
And they use peer reviewed studies. And I guess with Fauci coming out and changing from one thing to the next, and what he says in terms of 9 months go past and he changes something.
Well,
is it because the science changed or just because he wanted to change his mind?
Well, there's even another dimension to that.
Another dimension. You're traveling through another dimension.
Another dimension. It's a
dimension of time and space.
it goes right with that.
Yeah.
But you know this as well as I do. There are other scientists that disagree with the scientists that they follow.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's not so much about science. It's about the science they want to choose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And my opinion, they don't even pick science. They just pick what works for their political agenda.
Right.
So it's not, because you can find scientists that will say, well, we think it's this. And you can even find a study that just pretty much says anything you want
like
it to say.
That's like hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of poor countries all over the world that are being very successful.
Exactly.
In fighting the COVID, the dreaded corona.
The COVID.
And they're not doing it with any vaccine. They're doing it with
That's right.
Yeah, it just doesn't. But they're not making any money there. Yes.
But they're, and here's the weird part of that is too.
I'm getting scared.
is
there a corona behind me?
Yeah. Stay away from the sink. There's land shark. So there's.
I just feel like there's another strain out there.
There's a lot of evidence from a lot of the countries that have been using hydroxychloroquine that say that, and you have to use it at a certain time, a certain stage after you've contracted it.
Right.
And then you have to use it at a certain way. You have to use vitamin D, and there's a couple other things like the Z-Pack. You do all this whole thing, and it has been extremely effective.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, it doesn't cure you, but it certainly has probably kept some people from dying.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about that, too, is it's been so... It just makes you wonder why it's been so poo-pooed in America. My 82-year-old dad got COVID, back around Christmas time, and they didn't give that to him. To me, it seems like that would have been a perfect,
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
What's it going to hurt?
And I asked him about it. He's like, oh, no, they can't do that. I'm like, why not?
The side effects are almost minimal.
Yeah. It's like it's been in use for over 50 years.
Yeah. And it costs like $5.
Administered like billions of times.
Yeah.
That's the track record you want.
Yeah.
When you're going to start, you know, but here we're dosing out this vaccine left and right now.
And it costs how much per dose?
Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous amount of money per dose. Whereas hydroxychloroquine was like, the whole treatment was like $5.
Yeah. It makes, and again, we're talking about a vaccine that's, or not a vaccine, a virus that has a 99.9 whatever percent survivability rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just mind boggling.
Yeah.
That's the kind of science.
That's
we're following.
Science. I guess Eli Lilly just announced today, I believe it was today or last night. Maybe it was a report yesterday, but I just heard the report this morning that, there's a technical name for it. It's like a monocular, whatever you call it. It's some type of a antibody. It's like an artificial antibody.
Hmm.
And that's what Trump and, I think Chris Christie was also treated with this thing. They called it,
Chris get one with Regeneron. A donut.
Yeah. 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 It's the only way he would take it. They were shoveling in donuts.
I'm sorry.
They just threw that in there with it. He took it just like a, you know.
I'm not a CC fan much anymore.
I'm not either.
Don't get me started on that. Yeah. But anyway, so back to your, yeah.
So I guess that they're saying that this thing is like, if you have if you catch the virus, it is 73% effective, I guess, in everybody that they've done 500 clinical studies, and the first part of the trials is done. They're now in stage two of the trials, but it looks very promising, and they're thinking that maybe if they use that in conjunction with a couple other things, I think it was called Regeneron with
Trump
what he took.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
But it's the same type of thing, but now Eli Lilly has a much more effective one, and so it gives you this. You have no symptoms because you basically have the antibodies without the symptoms. So that whereas the vaccine,
gives you your body
has to fight it off, which creates the antibodies.
Yeah,
this is like synthetic antibodies.
Yeah, you know, nobody's talking about this, but you know, you and I talked about this a week ago. You know, Hank Aaron, he was a real famous guy, and he unfortunately passed away, and he was healthy.
Yeah,
2 weeks later, after getting the vaccine, he's dead.
Yeah.
Why isn't that in the news?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like a national recognized dude.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's one thing if they just mention it and say, well, he died after taking the vaccine, but we don't think there was any tie there or whatever.
Yeah.
They can say that, but they didn't say anything. It was like nothing.
It's just like the election coverage.
Yeah.
When they don't say something, it's almost given that there's something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Speaking of elections.
Oh, my gosh. We're going back to that?
So what do you think? What do you think?
Well, before we get there.
Yes.
I just have to say that Crazy Joe or China Joe, what are we calling him now?
O'Biden.
O'Biden.
I think that would be good.
China O'Biden.
It's the O'Biden administration.
Yeah. China Joe Biden. He's made it 4 times longer than we thought. He's up to 8 days now.
He is.
Today's the 28th, right? Yeah, 28th.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, we thought 2 days.
Yeah.
He probably still thinks it's inauguration day.
He probably still thinks this is 20th. That's why he's lasted so long.
and I saw that clip where we were talking earlier, but he literally said, I don't know what I'm signing here.
Yeah,
he's like got to sign an executive order. So I'm like, oh my gosh! Yeah. And it's not like he was saying it like just like, hey, you know what? He was just like he sounded legitimately lost.
Yeah,
like he forgot where he was, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what I'm signing. Well, did you see the one with the pen? Where he picked, you know how they use one pen,
he picks
it up off the little tray,
he'll
sign his signature, and then they put the pen with the book, and they put the book on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He can't figure that out. Oh, this is like putting together one of those little shape puzzles. He can't do that. It's such a simple task.
You shouldn't have said that while I was taking a drink.
It's such a simple task, and he can't do it. And so he's sitting there and he picks up this pen and he signs. I think it might have been like the same time he was sitting down doing the other thing. But yeah, so I don't know if you said it, you didn't say it, but it's like he's sitting down to sign the one. He's like, oh, let's see here. I'm not even sure what I'm signing here. He's looking at it and somebody off off on the side, off camera. And you got all these people that are standing around.
Of course, handler.
They're all standing around. Of course, you know, yeah. They all have like, there's, if you look closely, you can see the strings hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, they're making
I still think he's a robot.
Yeah, he's not. So they, what's weird, it's kind of creepy the way people are, like, they're, of course, they're all 6 feet apart.
Oh, yeah.
And these are all people who've had the vaccine.
Yeah.
So they're all 6 feet apart, and they're all wearing their mask, and they're all kind of staring at him, like, keep an eye on him so he doesn't do it. But it looks like vultures. They look like vultures standing around, like,
yeah,
let's keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't do anything wrong.
That's
over
why
there.
They're wearing masks. Because really,
they're talking.
It's Obama. Yeah. It's Valerie Jarrett. It's Susan Rice. And we just don't know it.
And they're back in the news. They're actually becoming a part of this. All the people who are coming back in this administration are all the. It's the same people. We've got the same warmongers. We've got the same people in this. You know, they're running the show. It's going
to
be the same deal.
We're going to have to come up with another, like Obama was the acronym for one big mistake, America. What's old Biden going to be?
Oh, Biden, one big. Big. I bet.
D-E-N.
Yeah.
Karl Popper's a bad dude.
The end is near.
So anyway, go back to speaking of elections.
So elections.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
I don't know. You said speaking of elections, and then I got off on Biden lasting four times longer than we thought he was going to last. Yeah.
And Rush was talking about this a little bit today. What do you think is going to happen next election? I mean, people are. I am now hearing the establishment saying it's going to be a landslide in 2022. We're going to win everything because it's 2022. We're going to win everything because they're going to be so upset with this.
Republican establishment.
The Republican establishment is actually saying that.
Where are they buying their weed from? Because I want some of that.
Yeah, I don't think they get it. They do not understand what just happened here.
They're obviously not reading any of the comments under things that people, you know, when they say, because everything that I see concerning that, people are ticked off.
Yep. Republicans are mad.
Yeah.
They're
saying things opposite of like what you just said. They said, like, are you serious? You know, I'm going to paraphrase here in summary. Are you serious? There's never going to be another free election again. Look what they did now, you know?
Yeah.
And 2 years, you think it's going to change? In fact, they're changing. Well, I don't know where that bill went through that they introduced on the 20th, but I'm sure probably like Romney's co-sponsoring it in the Senate or something like that. But, you know, it's the bill to get rid of all
voter ID,
trash, anything that the states already have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're not looking back. They're moving forward. Yeah. They're stepping on the gas.
Yeah.
So
and they've got 2 years to do it.
So you were going there. So what do you think? I mean, that's what I think.
That's kind of where I was going. I don't see 2022 being a valid election.
And the thing is more Republicans are up for re-election in the Senate this time around again.
Right. Right.
So it's not a good picture.
No, I think this. And I think if most people are feeling
Joe Biden, he's been I'm
gonna stick my head back.
Well,
in the
I just think that if we roll over and let them scratch my belly, they'll share power,
Mr. Schumer,
and the Republicans will let me get back to you on that.
Well, I think I hear something coming that I think this is where it's going. Yeah, that's where we're going.
I'm going to resign before that.
So twirly.
I'm tired of being called a turtle.
That's right. I don't want to be called a turtle anymore because Orange Man bad. We can call him Orange Man, but don't call me the turtle.
Yeah.
So there. Uh-huh. Yeah, Mitch, let's talk about Mitch a little bit. Mitch is still a deranged individual. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
And he's so relieved and happy to be, and he's still talking about sharing power. He said something the other day again about sharing power with Schumer over the filibuster and something else. And so, I want to knock him outside the head and go, so, hello!
Let's do something. So I'm going to act like Chuck Schumer. And you say that again like you're Mitch. I'm going to act like Schumer.
Mr. Schumer there, I'd like to talk to you about sharing power.
That's what Schumer's doing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. There's no way on earth. He's like, Mitch, yeah. Go home, dude. He's like,
I can see him sitting there, trying not to laugh. Like his tears coming out of his eyes. He's biting his lip.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, yes, we can talk about that.
Yes,
sir.
First,
let's talk about this bridge I want to sell you over a swamp. Goes to some land down in Florida. Takes you right to a little nice little place you can live.
We're going to just, here, sign this, Mitch, because if that's what you want to do, then we're going to sign this. We're going to add, like, 5 more justices to the Supreme Court.
That's all we need to do. Let's just do that.
Sign that over, and then we'll get on to it.
And they're already talking about that. Biden now has established his committee now to look into how they're going to run the
Supreme Court. Because, remember on the campaign trail, he said, well, we're going to let the people speak.
Yeah, people have to speak. Yeah. You need to go out and vote right now.
Yeah, the people did speak.
Whenever he asked
it was
me,
just squashed.
Certain people.
Yeah.
certain people with the last name Dominion.
Yeah. And Abrams.
And Abrams, yeah.
She squished a lot of things.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
So who do you think is really in charge right now? Who do you think's running the show? Because obviously, you know, Joe Biden's not getting up in the morning and going, here's my agenda.
Michelle. Yeah, yeah.
He's not getting up in the morning and saying, here's my agenda, and I want to have my people carry this out, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and have a plan.
He's wondering who's bringing him his oatmeal
exactly.
And ice cream.
Yeah, where's my Geritol? I need my what's that little drink that everybody's insure? Where's my insure? I'm not quite regular today. I need my insure.
Oh gosh.
But who do you think is actually running? Like, who's behind telling him what to do right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard some. It was yesterday. The name kicked around was Susan Rice, which really surprised me. I don't know how that could be. Seriously, I mean, I don't. Because when she was, what was she, the Secretary of State,
yeah.
For BO?
Yeah.
I never got the impression she wielded that much power. Now, I know that she...
She was a good puppet, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was, like, those last days in the BO administration, she was pulling some crazy things and signing a lot of, you know...
Making weird statements. And, yeah.
But I never got the impression she was the one that... was going to ascend to the throne like now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really don't know. I just always thought it was B.O. kind of pulling the strings right now. Probably, and that means Michelle.
Valerie Jarrett. I don't think Obama can get up and put his pants on in the morning without Valerie telling him which ones to wear.
She's a little creepy.
When you have to have somebody move into your house.
That's really creepy.
After the, you know, And there were times when, I heard so many stories about... B.O. being in a meeting, like in a big council meeting, and having this argument with the Joint Chiefs and everybody else that was there, and they wouldn't listen to him, or they were pushing back on what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he would walk out of the room, Valerie would come back in and say, this is what we're going to do.
Hmm.
She actually was the one.
Yeah, I do remember hearing things
there were
like
several
that.
Times like that that happened. And they came from different individuals to the point where it was like, okay, this isn't just...
Yeah.
And I know a lot of things were said about Trump too, about him in some meetings, and it's, you know, whether they were true or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would not doubt that. The way she was one of the few chief of staff individuals in any administration that ever lasted the entire time. 8 years. She was there 8 years.
I didn't think about that. That's true.
She's the only one who's ever done that for 8 years.
And where's she from?
Iran.
That's right.
Yeah. Hmm. Not I walk. I win.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
Is Eric in there?
Eric apparently is working with Fong Fong in Iran. But yeah, so I think that there's this whole team, and Obama has said it himself.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole thing if I could just have somebody with a speaker in their ear and I could sit down here in my basement and tell them what to do.
Well, speaking of which.
Yeah, yeah.
You caught that, right? This kind of tells there's evidence. You know, of course, we all suspected he was wearing. We're talking about Creepy Joe now or China Joe. How he was probably wearing an earpiece in the debates. Because you know it was interesting how that came up, but then when Trump threw that on the table, like, okay, well, let's do a check, and all of a sudden it just went away.
Yeah.
Huh. About that. Well, anyway, pass. Yeah. I'm not bitter. But
come on, man.
But when he was up at the Lincoln Memorial, you know, back when he all of a sudden he just blurts out, "Salute the Marine."
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. It was the kind of thing where if somebody would have been instructing me,
yeah,
and I would have kind of said
on what to say.
Yeah, I would have gone, okay, salute the Marine. Salute the Marine. Now either somebody had been drilling it into his head before he went, you know, like when you get to this point, make sure you salute the Marine.
Yeah,
and he had that, you know, he was trying to remember that, so he said it out loud. Or somebody had an earpiece in his. Now I would not doubt at all that he had the earpiece in.
Yeah,
but there again.
Well, it's part of the face mask.
Now, what is the protocol for, like, if a Marine is doing a duty, like holding a door, are they required to salute the commander-in-chief?
I don't know.
Or is that at that point? I mean, because on Marine One, that guy's standing there, he's got his...
He's always saluting.
At attention,
but he's
saluting.
He's not holding a door.
He's not holding a door. So I'm not sure if you're in the middle of doing a duty, I'm not sure you're required to salute an officer. Because, I mean, that would be like if you had a shovel in your hand and you were doing something that you were carrying out an order,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're supposed to drop your shovel and come to a salute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that would be kind of dangerous if you're doing something, you know, I got to carry this missile over here. Oh, I got to drop the missile until, you know, I got to, whoopsie. He died serving his country, saluting the... His commanding officer. But I don't know. So that's what I don't know.
Yeah,
I found it very odd that they didn't salute him because they were basically holding the door.
Who'd want to?
Well, I'm thinking.
Maybe they're thinking the same thing as our other favorite non-politician, John Roberts. Maybe they're thinking the same thing like he is. Like,
yeah.
Like this is illegitimate.
That they might. Yeah.
Yeah. Referencing the fact that he doesn't want to sit in on the
quote
unquote impeachment,
his constitutional duty.
Yeah,
like it's literally in the Constitution.
But see, that's the fallacy. It's not constitutional.
Well,
what they're doing
exactly, and I think that's why he's bowing out of it. I think we can assume that. And again, we've talked about this, but I think he does, and he won't make a statement about it.
So tell me, I've read that. Now Leahy or somebody is going to sit in filling in his spot.
Yeah.
So how can that be legitimate when you have somebody from the opposing party filling the Chief Justice's chair?
Yeah, there's a big problem here, folks, because...
I mean, you just can't make this up.
Not only
Seriously?
Is he sitting in as the presiding
Talk
officer...
Talk about a flipping kangaroo court.
Oh, it is. It's kangaroo, totally. He's not only sitting in and presiding over it, he gets to vote in it too.
Yeah.
So, isn't that kind of like
conflict of interest?
I'm going to sit up here as the judge, but as soon as the jury goes back to deliberate, I'm going to go be a jury person too.
He's one of those guys that he totally changes his mindset when he puts a different hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just like Peter Strzok.
Yeah.
He was saying all kinds of bad things about the president, but he didn't, that didn't influence his job at all. He was a Boy Scout. When he put on that hat to be an
patriot.
Investigator. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He put all those feelings aside and he was able to, because he's a hero. He's a hero really for this nation.
Right.
Yeah. He had no problem there.
There's another... thing I'm ticked off about.
Boiling your potatoes. That's another pot of potatoes over there boiling on the back
burner. Man, I can't even say it. I'm like, all that's going to go away now, too. All that investigation.
Everything,
we'll never hear
all the
darn thing
about
it.
You can bet that that's going to be gone away, destroyed, whatever. Probably, you know, probably wiped.
You mean like with a cloth?
Yeah.
So
right.
it's Yeah. How does that work? So now my understanding is that if the FBI comes to me and subpoenas me for records, like they want my computer, they want my phone, it's okay for me then to go ahead and bash my phone with a hammer and use Bleachbit software to erase my hard drive.
Try using that in court.
And, I'll just use Hillary as an example.
Actually, here's what you do.
Okay. Let me write this down.
Because, yeah, go ahead. you will have to write something down for this. Because what you're going to need to write down is write on your computer, Hunter Biden.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can just do what they ask, and they'll never look at it.
They'll never look at it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. I'm full of good ideas.
Yeah. So this, Hunter Biden on one side and Hillary Clinton on the other.
That's right.
That way they kind of confuses them totally. They're just not sure what to do with this.
Let's see. One hand, we were supposed to hit it with a hammer, and the other hand, we're just supposed to put it on a shelf and lose it.
That's right, for about 12 months. Yeah, but you know, Hunter's a Boy Scout now. He's
well, where is he? I think he's in charge.
I think they put him in charge of the.
he's the new ambassador to China.
Exactly.
Or the Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine. He's the Ukraine ambassador. There's no.
He's lining up another date for Eric with Fong Fong. Yo, Eric. Why don't you bring some of that crack? I mean, you know that stuff over. We'll set a date up for you with Fong Fong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where's this? Oh, I don't have the right page up again. Yeah.
Not a joke.
That's right.
Cannot make this up.
Yeah. So this is 8 days into this thing. I don't know that.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to, what do you think is going to happen with the economy? How long do you think it's going to be before we're all basically eating each other? Yeah.
Well, we're all going to be zombies before that.
That's right.
There you go.
What's happened to the economy.
Well, I don't know. You know, you said 8 days. I think in 8 days, the crazy China Joe has effectively nuked about 100,000 jobs.
Yeah, we are rapidly. You know, I think
just with a stroke of a pen.
Yeah, I've got a pen and a phone. The economy is. I think we could have pulled it off. I think if things would have opened up under. I think Trump might have been able to pull it off. I think we're heading for bad times anyway.
Yeah.
Now here we got. I think the problem is compounded by a couple things. And one is you got Joe destroying all the energy sector jobs.
For now. Yeah.
And it's...
Until Comey gets into it, then it'll be worse.
It'll be worse. And so we have... Those jobs are going away. And if we lose our energy independence...
Yeah, which we will.
We will. We're going to. We have to if they're going to keep doing this policy stuff. So they're going to get to that point. So there's just not only the jobs, but also just the economy itself, because we run on energy. This nation runs on oil. I mean, like it or not, oil can carry us into the next, the next stage of whatever we do technology wise. But we need the oil right now, and it's kind of like taking coal away from the Industrial Revolution back when we had steam power. Mm-hmm. It's just like we're going to take the coal away now because we want to go back to riding horse and buggies and just do that. So you've got that happening at the same time we are spending. They're already talking about another $2 trillion bill.
Shocker.
So, and they're going to give us more money. I think that the goal is to get people on a monthly paycheck.
Well, yeah.
And then on this monthly stimulus thing, and then they'll just keep us on a guaranteed, minimum income.
And then when the money runs out, they'll just keep printing it.
Just keep printing it, and our money won't be worth anything.
And soon we'll be paying $100 for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, and $20 for a gallon of gas, if you can find one.
Yeah, right.
Because I think that the economy, it's very fragile at this point. I think that we have an opportunity to pull out of this, but what they're doing is pulling the rug out from under that opportunity. And I think we're going to end up, I think within the next 2 months, we're going to start feeling this really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to start realizing that we're slumping, and we're the next, reports that start coming out, they're going to start.
But it'll be Trump's fault.
Yeah, it's all Trump's fault because Trump left us with this.
Yeah,
and then they will do that. I mean, they've done that in the past. Yeah. They're going to keep doing that.
Right.
And I don't know that anybody. The sad thing about it is I don't think anybody's going to realize
that we've all been duped.
That they've all been duped.
Yeah,
yeah. They're pulling the wool
over. Well, speaking of being duped, I saw. And New Mexico was one of the states that legitimately voted for Biden. And they're all like moaning now because he canceled all their oil contracts because it's a lot of federal land.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
I don't even want to. I don't even feel sorry for you because you're the people that voted for him, and he said he was going to do that.
Yeah, it's like there's like two lawsuits.
Pull your head out of your butt, seriously.
Yeah, it's like they. Well, we didn't know you were going to do that. Well,
yeah.
All they heard was Orange Man bad. That's all they heard. That's oh, we got rid of the Orange Man. We got where's our jobs? Where's our land? What's our yeah? There's like two lawsuits I think against him now.
Oh, did you see
in 8 days?
Sort of a bit of irony. There's actually one federal judge that did the right thing and slapped down his deportation.
Yeah, blocked thing. His freeze. Yeah.
Huh? How's that feel there, Joe?
Yeah.
Trump dealt with that every day of his presidency. Yeah.
Do you think they will take it to the Supreme Court? Going to appeal it?
I don't know.
Or the Supreme Court will even see or even hear it. I don't know. Maybe they won't. Maybe
they won't. Well, they can. It's not a constitutional thing.
Oh, it's just, well, it was an executive order, right?
Well, I mean, the Supreme Court can't. They can't take cases that they don't want to.
Well, that's true. Yeah. They're too busy. They got a lot going on.
Yeah,
they're pretty busy.
They need to rule on cases more like what's the right ice cream for Uncle Joe? Or
that's
something
right.
like that.
And that's come up in some of the Oh, Jen Psaki. Who is?
Oh yeah,
a real piece of work.
Yeah, she is.
She was talking about that.
She
today.
Knows a lot. What she knows, and, she's on top of it, man.
And the first cat, I think the first cat is making the news. They're gonna have a cat in the White House now.
Oh,
so that's gonna be a big deal.
Is that the one that Joe hurt his ankle on?
I think he's gonna trip over that now and hurt himself. Yeah,
right.
Because the dog is gonna chase the cat. Chase the cat will run up a tree, and Joe will fall down. And
right,
yeah, it's gonna be a real, real interesting thing.
Does Joe even know the difference between a dog and a cat?
Well, Joe's on the phone. He's calling in. Let's see what he has to say.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
I think that's the cat legislation he's talking about. Yeah. True international to pressure.
I've reached that point now. It's been building up for the last 3 days. Come I haven't been able to be here.
TNA singers. Mobilize true international
depression. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, this is
true international depression. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Come on.
Oh, those singers are up in their game, man.
Oh, they're working on a whole album right now.
Yeah. Sound clips it's from the news, according to me.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
God.
This is our 62nd episode, I think.
Wow.
This is, you missed it. The big 60 one was a big celebration.
That
was
a
huge celebration there.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah, we got, how many we got here? See, where are they?
Huh.
Go there. It says right here. I think this is 62.
Wow.
So,
I still haven't gotten a paycheck.
Well, it's, there seems to be a glitch. You should be getting that in the mail. There's some legislation that's just been passed, and I think, should be, 60 published episodes. This would be 61, I guess.
Was this 61? Sweet.
That doesn't seem right. That's 61. Yeah, this would be 62. This is 62. Yeah.
And he's not using NuCore Math.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's 62. We've only done one episode, but we used the Dominion machine, and we ended up with 60-some episodes.
That's right. Oh, did you see Dominion's suing Rudy Giuliani now or
something? Yeah, yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You know, bring it.
Defamation.
Go ahead, bring it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I don't understand is when they do things like that, they're opening themselves up for the truth to come out.
Yeah. I think that they're doing it. Here's what I foresee happening. They're going to do it up to the point where Giuliani pushes like subpoenas or like whatever he does for discovery.
Yeah.
And they're going to shut down. We're going to drop the case.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to get the sound bite in there. They wanted to get everything in. And I guess now Arizona now as well, I just read again today that they're opening up, I guess, the Dominion machine or the voting, they're calling it the voting machine. Forensics is supposed to start this week.
Oh, well, now's a good time for that.
Yeah. Let's get right down to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
And, of course, they haven't had time to move those around or do anything with them, of course.
You know, they're doing that because they want to stoke all the racist, white supremacists so that, you know, they can keep the troops in Washington for another, you know, because there's going to be a domestic terror attack.
And of course.
It's imminent.
Any
you know
now.
What they called it today? The deadly riot that happened in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They've been calling it the deadly attack and the deadly riot. And it's... Yeah, and who died?
The only thing deadly was the dude wearing Viking horns. I mean, he might have fell over because he was so high and poked somebody with the horns he had on his head. Good grief.
That poor guy, they're using
I mean, despite the gal, the lady that unfortunately got killed, but
Ashley. Yeah, she did, which is...
Yeah, that's a whole other
still,
whole other
whole thing that I don't want to talk about too much because it really gets conspiracy stuff, but there's questions that are not being answered. And, like, who was the officer?
Yeah.
Some say it was a senator.
That shot her?
That's one of the conspiracy things that are out there.
Oh, I don't...
Because he wasn't wearing a uniform. He was wearing a suit. And some of the senators were actually helping... Some of the congressmen were actually helping the Capitol Police.
Hmm.
So, who knows?
And wow.
And of course, they got those stupid metal detectors
up
there.
I'm surprised the FBI hasn't used their facial recognition on that yet. I mean, they went through thousands of people.
Yeah, they found all those other people. Yeah.
They're able to find little traces of DNA in the wreckage of an RV the next day.
Yeah. They were right there on the spot for that.
Huh.
Yeah, of course, then
that's just weird.
They got these stupid metal detectors now that they're making them walk through. They're making everybody in Congress now has to walk through a metal detector.
Yeah.
Which is all in response to Boebert trying to she was going to carry in D.C.
Oh,
and so they didn't want her to do that. And I think it's like a $2,500 fine every time you walk through and you refuse to go through this thing. This is the mentality of this. And this I went through this in the aviation world because pilots for a long time were required to comply with everything the passengers had to comply with our bags.
Right.
So we had to go through this. Now we didn't have before,
which is too bad.
Yeah. Before 9/11, we didn't have to go through security.
Right.
And even when we did, even if we set the thing off when we walked through security, it was not a big deal. It was you know, just keep on going. Here's the reason. There's a reason for that.
Well, you want the guy flying the plane to have every advantage over anybody else on the plane.
I've already got control of the plane.
Yeah.
So what more am I going to do? I mean, it's one of those ridiculous things of, okay, so I've got a gun on the plane. I'm gonna take over the plane. I've already got the plane. Hello, guys. and guess what? There's also things up front in the flight deck that could be used as a weapon anyway, called like a crash axe that they give us to beat our way out of the thing. If we get into an accident, there's a crash axe right behind me, within reach.
There you go.
I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much, but there's stuff in there that it's like, and plus I've got control of the airplane. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's that kind of knee-jerk stuff. And they still treat pilots and flight crew like they're, I can understand checking out the flight attendants because they're a bunch of troublemakers.
But, yeah.
No, just kidding. If there's any of them out there listening to this, that's just a little jab at you.
Yeah,
because I know you can take it. But it's the same kind of thing. It's like, okay, so you're saying that people in Congress now you can't trust your own, you know, or your own colleagues.
Well, you really can't.
Well, I wouldn't trust them. That's why I want to carry
Wait
a gun.
Wait a second. What are you saying here? Because I've never trusted anybody in Congress. Well, most.
It's more than
99% of them.
That's the biggest reason to carry a weapon, I think, at that point. So,
Term limits.
Term limits. And you have to abide by your own.
Imagine, you know, if we did have term limits, imagine what all the, we wouldn't have any of this crazy right now.
Yeah, the political class would be gone.
Yeah.
Because people like Mitch McConnell, the Schumers, the Pelosi's, they'd all be gone.
Oh, happy day.
I think the...
Then there would be dancing in the streets.
There would be dancing in the streets. I think the TNA to me singers would have a huge song to sing at that point. Yeah.
Imagine all the congressmen.
That's right.
Only there for one term.
Yeah, well, you know what Joe would have to say about that.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's the other thing. I still can't. He had to do that. I kind of had the campaign all kind of pushed away in the back of my brain. He literally, that was the very, he is the worst candidate in the history of the world. Seriously.
No, well, yeah. Well, of course he was.
I mean.
That's why everybody voted for him. You know, it's like, everybody this guy's so bad, I have to vote for him.
Everybody talks about hiding Biden, but everybody forgets that he was yelling at people.
Yeah.
And threatening them.
Yeah. People at his campaign.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And he got me all worked up again.
Well, but he got 81 million
votes.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
You know.
Right.
So, how many people are actually registered to vote in this nation? Are these numbers actually true? I'm hearing that there's 130 million. Oh, it was 130, 145
well,
million people.
That's irrelevant.
I guess it is. Apparently it is because yeah. 156 million
well,
people
first,
voted.
If I'm going to answer that like a true leftist Democrat. Well, first tell me how many votes were there in the election.
The total?
Yeah.
It's 100, I think 156 million.
Well, then there's probably 156 registered voters.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Yes, there must be.
Yeah, or probably 160. Well, yeah. We well, have a really good turnout.
Yeah, because that's 100% turnout.
Yeah.
When have we ever had, I mean, here we go again.
Well, that's the beauty of mail-in ballots.
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
Because you can send out a
Shazam.
You can send out 10,000 mail-in ballots and you get 20,000 back.
How about that?
It's a miracle. I was
really, they were all getting
really,
busy while they're out in the mail.
We really should be actually we should be actually enthralled and amazed at the miracle we have witnessed. This was really truly.
How's that
miracle.
Related to science?
It was a miracle
because I follow science.
Well, it's a scientific miracle. And I'm not going to say. All I'm going to ask is,
where's Fauci? You got his number? I'm going to call him up.
Can Satan do miracles? I'm just asking for a friend. Is it possible that because this is a miraculous election?
That's
right.
That's
all I can say. And I don't think the truth had anything to do with it, but that's just my opinion. So, in my humble opinion,
yeah,
I think we got
ripped
off.
Science. Things do go down the toilet in the next couple of months. What's going to happen? Well, first, I guess I was going to say, what's Uncle Joe going to say? But I think he's on his way out. I think Comey's going to be there.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. I think.
What's she going to do?
What is she going to do? Because he's definitely showing signs of fatigue already.
Because
he's getting tired.
Yeah, and I mean, she's going to will she keep his cabinet? I mean,
that yeah, I've wondered about that too. Is that all going to change again?
Is she going to bring the squad in and make them her cabinet?
Yeah.
God help us all.
I kind of bet.
You know, I can already see it. She's going to make Ilhan the immigration czar or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Some people did something.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a good question. I've wondered that myself because I kind of wonder if they're setting the cabinet up with the thinking that these are kind of her picks as well, that she's having some say in it.
You know, we got this wrong. It's what.
Oh, that's true.
It's what BO or Valerie or Susan or.
That's right. It's whatever they want.
It's their little trifecta they got going on.
Yeah,
and don't forget Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
The quadfectra.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder when they all go out. Is that like a real mandate? Or,
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Science. I heard this. Who was it that said the other day? I think it was Matt Walsh. He said, "He goes. You know, you may be pretending like you're a woman. You may think you're a woman. You may pretend like you're a woman. But there's some things that women can do that men can't do. One of the things that women can do that men can't do is." Have ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
Because men don't have ovaries.
And the vice versa is women can't have testicular cancer.
That's right. And he was talking about women in sports.
Yeah, that was the other thing that Biden. You saw that he signed that executive order.
Yes, thank goodness. Yes,
that
needed to be done.
That's another very important thing.
Yes.
It's amazing how.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief now.
So he's effectively killed women's sports.
Yeah.
What a knothead.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
Or Barack Obama will say that's just wrong-headed.
Well, we've evolved on the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
Right. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I might have campaigned 8 years ago that we never wanted transgender people in the playing in women's sports, but that's all changed now.
That's all changed now.
Yeah.
Because
science. We've evolved.
We've evolved because science evolves.
And
changes.
I just don't care what you think anyway.
That's right. Because now our latest poll we did was politically correct, and so we have to do this now.
It's been verified by Dr. Fauci.
And Dr. Fauci has been. He came along and told us how to do this now. As long as you're wearing a mask, you can be whatever you want.
You know, I was joking earlier, but I bet some of those people in the Oval Office are people you really don't know because they got masks on.
That is possible.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, we're living in cray times.
Weird times.
I still don't know, you know, there are, like, getting back to the whole vaccine thing, I think that they are going to probably have some kind of a... They're going to try to perpetuate this as long as they can.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that they are going to have some kind of a marking system where you have to be identified as someone who's had the vaccine or not had the vaccine or however that's going to work
out. When it gets all crazy, when that we'll just get a chip in our head.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that. That doesn't sound like something out of, you know, Revelation, the apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, I told you earlier, too, that one of the things I heard discussed was, because apparently, whether you get the vaccine now or not, you still have to wear a mask because that's what Uncle Joe thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes no sense whatsoever. But the way they'll tell people that have had the vaccine, they'll have a certain color mask. And people don't have the vaccine, the non-believers, the people that we need to sequester in society,
yes,
those are going to have a different color mask.
You're also going to wear a patch on your arm. Like a little band, a little armband.
With a little six-pointed star on there
that
or
would
something.
Work. Yeah. They got a bunch of those left over from 1942.
Yeah.
They're going to bring those back out of the warehouse. Oh, we got another 7 million of those. We didn't never use those.
Them.
Yeah. We didn't think about the fact that we took those off before we sent them to the oven. So now we got those left over. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, if that doesn't start a riot, I don't know what won't.
Yeah, there's going to be a point, I think. I hope that there's a line that if it gets crossed that... And this is sad. I think we need to fight back with everything we can intellectually and administratively.
Yeah. Well,
at some point.
I don't know about anybody else, but I am just over wearing this stupid mask thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
And if I get COVID, I'll get COVID. I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
I got a 99.9% survivability rate. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And once you get it, why do you need to wear a mask?
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that getting it, you have this latest study that's actually peer-reviewed, and it's gone through several stages as well, is saying that if you've had it, you probably have a 73% resistance to it. And that's the minimum that you could have, which is about the same as the vaccine. I think the vaccine's like 83%.
Right, exactly.
So it's at this point... Yeah, once you get, and they say that may last up to at least 5 months. Now they're saying 3 months to be safe, but they're saying at least the antibodies are staying there five months. Now, does that mean you can't get it again? No, you could potentially get it again.
Yeah.
But if you've survived it once, I mean, there's people who are compromised in their immune system, have gotten it several times and survived it several times. So it's not, it affects some people differently than others. And that's just the nature of this thing is the way it is. And so I think we just have to do what South Dakota did. You know, we just keep things working, keep us going, protect those who are vulnerable, and let's get through this thing and make it work. And
herd immunity. Yeah.
And that's what I heard. So let's go with that.
I just got that.
Oh, it's H-E-R-D. H-E-A-R-D.
Herd.
Herded, H-E-R-E-E-D, heard. That's a good one. Here in Indiana, we say heard.
Heard.
I heard it. Yeah. Well, yeah, glad you got you all caught up.
Yeah.
What you got going on tomorrow?
Going to be back.
You going to be back?
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you'll have me.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to do it fairly early. I've got
missed you.
I've got another.
I love you, man.
I love you, man. You're not getting my Bud Light. We're tomorrow evening. I got a thing. I got to go to.
A thing.
Yeah. But so we have to do it fairly early if that works out.
Yeah, that'll work.
But yeah, if we, I think if I get out of here by 5 o'clock. Yeah. 5, 6 o'clock. Yeah. 5:30.
Wait. Should be to that thing.
I got to go to that thing. Yeah. The hub. I have to go to the hub.
The hub.
That sounds pretty trendy, doesn't it? I have a meeting at the hub.
Yeah. Sounds kind of millennially.
It is pretty millennially. But everybody
try
there,
saying that fast five times.
Millennially. I heard it. I heard it. It sounded like millennially. The, but most of the people there
yeah.
are, I'd say, the first stage baby boomers. There, there are a lot of them that are older than me, and I'm
so,
old.
So kind of like the geriatric.
It's board. The geriatric millennials.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the people who had the millennials. Their kids
they
are
identify
millennials.
As millennials.
They identify as millennials.
They're all cool.
And with a mask on, you can't tell the difference.
That's right.
Except they have no hair, so that kind of they have to wear a hat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing that tomorrow, but yeah, but other than that, we should be able to.
Pretty soon, we'll just be wearing like a total headgear.
I think we, yeah.
Like stormtroopers.
Space suits.
Yeah.
And just wear a, yeah, just wear a, like a, everybody's in a bubble. Yeah, one of the, everybody's wearing, basically, if the whole world was just a stage 3 CDC lab.
There you go.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, and now that we've rejoined the WHO.
and the Paris Accord.
Yeah, and the Paris Accord. Yeah,
good idea.
Now the WHO has decided that they can't decide yet where the virus came from.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's a whole can of worms
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Fauci said about that?
What did Fauci say?
Fauci. Well, it's very likely that it possibly did come from a wet market in China in Wuhan or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Or Fangfang or whatever.
Yeah.
It's yeah. He's all of a sudden he's coming out and saying that again. Now he's saying that. Now, keep in mind, he was an investor in the Wuhan lab.
Yeah, shocker.
Shocker. Also, China now is, you know, they're back in good standings with the WHO, and the WHO is now saying what they're going to say. So
well,
now Fauci's saying things that are going along with what China is saying. And
well, you got Joe in the office. They don't have
exactly.
to worry about it.
They sent a commission over there to discover where it went or where it came from.
Was it Eric?
How it got, yeah. Eric went over there with his mask, 3 masks on. He went over there.
And one on his butt.
Yeah, he needed one there. So, yeah, he went over there, or this commission went over there, because China said, anybody who needs to come here and examine what happened, and blah, 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 you know, and I thought, how this.
Right.
So they go over there, and guess what? China won't give them access to anything. And it's all being swept under the rug. So I think if Trump would still be president, they probably would have to.
That's so unusual. I would have never thought that something like that
Oh, you wouldn't
happen.
Think that would happen
no.
because, you know, because China, well, you know how China is. China's...
They're up and up.
Well, yeah. I mean...
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
Yeah, that could never happen. Yeah. And you know, just to make a statement like that is actually more xenophobic.
Yeah.
Because what he's really saying there is China's not... capable of, you know,
yeah.
those little Chinese people. That's what what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's like he's patting them on top of the head,
yeah,
and saying, "Oh, China's they're,
oh,
they're
come on
a third
now.
World
Are you
country.
Insinuating that Joe's got racist thoughts in his in
no
his pure left?
No,
head?
He would never do that. He's
no. He's never
no.
said anything racist,
and he's never touched any little girls
no.
improperly either, made them feel uncomfortable.
That's just
that would never happen.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, it's all crazy talk. Yeah.
But we are talking about a crazy person.
Well, he's pretty nutty.
Yeah. That's why they kept the fence up.
He's, yeah, that's right. So he won't wander off. Well, I think it serves two purposes.
Well, the Potomac is nearby.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't want him.
So I'm out there swimming in the Potomac. This is a really large bathtub that the White House has. I don't remember it being this big. Now, I think it's twofold. One is it keeps people away from him.
Yeah.
So they can't take pictures and see what he's actually doing up there.
Yeah.
The other thing is keeps him in so they can't get out. I think it serves two purposes.
They don't want any pictures of the extension cord plugged into his butt.
That's right.
You know?
If he does something wrong. Oh, salute the Marines.
Oh.
That's amazing. Yeah, we got. Well, you know, we got 4 more years of this, and then guess what happens after that?
Are we going to have 4 more years?
4 more years
oh,
of that.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And then guess what?
Commie.
4 more years. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the rest of our
lives. It's the rest of our lives because this is not going to end. And this is only 8 days.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what this is going to do? I mean, within...
We're going to be pretty beat down.
It's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, we'll have... we're either going to have chips in our head that's controlling everything we think.
Yeah, might as well.
Or we're going to be zombies.
Yeah.
Or, actually, what's the difference?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I was going to say that might as well be one or the other. It's... Because they're vilifying everybody on the right anyway.
When
they're starting right now at the top, and even Jack Dorsey has already said this. They're starting with Trump. They're gonna fan out, basically spread the net out.
Yeah.
So they're gonna start going after everybody. And this thing that happened with Reddit today, they're even already starting to crack down on people now investing and trying to mess with people in Wall Street because the whole thing's been a farce all along. But it's the what's going on at the top, and like we were talking about, big tech and all the big. Mm-hmm. The big money out there. Now, Nancy Pelosi was sitting there talking to Wolf Blitzer saying, I'm driving past all these people who are standing in the soup lines, and I just want to know when you're going to do something, because she kept holding off the stimulus, the stimulus package thing, or the financial help thing.
She got all butthurt about it.
She got all mad about it. And he was like, well, I'm seeing these people on the street, and they're hungry, they're standing in soup lines, and they need some people, they need some support, and you're not doing anything. And he was trying to call her out on it. You could tell he did not want to do it.
Right.
And he was still doing it, and... She just kept repeating, we represent them. We represent them. We know them and we represent them. Like, Nancy, you're just digging your grave here.
Right.
If you represent them, you're not doing a very good job. Yeah. So, and then on top of that, it's like.
It's probably before she had her morning drink.
Well, that and her ice cream and from her $50,000 freezer.
Yeah.
But she.
Or she needed a blowout.
Yeah, she needed a blowout. She needs a hit blowout. So you got this, like, the crate. They keep repeating that mantra that we're for the little guy.
Right.
And, excuse me, some of the richest people in our country.
Are Democrats.
Shocker. And the most powerful people, like people who are in charge of social media and all in the banking industry.
Yep.
They are not pro-Trumpers. They are not MAGA. Ooh. They are not. Right wing, even.
No.
And yet that's they have successfully painted the Republicans as the big money people and the racists.
Right. They branded them.
Yeah. Even though their party was the party of slavery, their party was the party of Jim Crow, their party was, the Strom Thurmond, who holds the record for the longest filibuster ever in the House, in the Senate. Guess what? Guess what he was filibustering?
Well, I don't
for 24 hours and 19 minutes.
Oh my gosh. What?
The Civil Rights Act.
Oh gosh.
He was a Democrat, by the way. Democrat.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somehow the party switched. They can't put a date on it when they actually made that decision. There's no paperwork about when they did that, switched them around. Now all of a sudden, we're going to call the racists Republicans. Yeah, that's where it starts with an R. So I might as well just,
I just wish we could go back to the good old days when the Republicans would just. We need the established Republicans back. That's going to fix everything.
Yeah, that'll fix everything.
Yeah.
I'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can just be the happy losers and
Roll
over, scratch my tummy.
We can just sit there and whine and cry, oh, no, we're going to vote against it because we keep voting against it.
It's a lot easier to call votes of like, oh, we're going to do this, blah, 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 blah. And then when we get the chance.
We can't do that.
No,
because we'll make everybody mad.
No, especially the media.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Biden, he's been a friend of mine. He's a good, been in the Senate for a long time, been a politician his whole life.
I've known Joe Biden. We need a song. Take us home here, boys.
There you go. The problem with the song is I'm going to have it in my head.
That's right.
That's why you haven't been here for a week.
Just had it out of their head. Oh, so slimy.
It's so slimy. Oh, so slimy. Wide, deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide.
I love the sending.
Swamp is deep and wide.
Aye, aye, aye. Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go, folks. That's the story that,
We're sticking with
it. Yeah. Still deep and still wide.
And stinky.
Stinky, very stinky and slimy.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
It's more like a sewer. I think it's probably more, I would say more like a sewer.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a swampy sewer. That's what it is.
Well.
A lot of creatures growing in there.
Yeah. You've smelled swamps before, right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't smell.
They don't smell good. A lot of decomposing things there.
Yeah.
A lot of old stuff dying.
Yeah.
Stuff that should have died a long time ago.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I guess with that, we will, since we're at an hour and 15 minutes now, where is the time gone?
Where is the time just gone?
Like, it's just like 8 days into this presidency, and we're, you know, already kind of...
Losing our minds.
So...
Just like Joe.
Yeah. As the country goes, so, you know, I guess we're going to be just like our fearless leader. What? Where's my pen? Oh, I didn't finish the story about the pen thing.
Oh, wow.
So he's got this pen. He doesn't know what to do with it.
Oh, my God.
So he's trying to put it in his pocket.
Oh,
it's like in his breast
that.
Pocket. And he can't, he's like, he can't get it in his pocket. He's like trying to put it in his shirt pocket. He doesn't have a shirt pocket. So then he tries to put it in his breast pocket, like in his coat. And there's no pocket there. Well, I think there was a pocket there. He couldn't find it. So he's trying to put it in there. And he's like reaching around. And he pulls back. He ends up sticking it in his front right pocket in his pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's supposed to go with the book. It's like, okay, you've done this 37 times. You've signed 37 executive orders, and you can't figure out what to do with your pen.
He's not going to be there long.
Oh, my word.
I'm surprised they've kept him in there this long.
Oh, it's pathetic. It's really not funny. It's actually pretty sad.
No, I know. He actually, yeah.
It's really sad that they're doing this to him.
They juiced him up so much in the campaign that...
Yeah, they're going to... And the pace that you have to be, that the president is put under, especially at the initial part of your, I mean, they're having him go to all these meetings. He's got to go to all this stuff, this pomp and circumstance that happens within the first few weeks. It will wear you out. And I mean, from morning till night, there's a minute by minute schedule for
you. You know, I got a great solution for that. And I know we're over, but.
Term limits.
No. We need a pandemic.
There you go.
So we can do everything by Zoom.
Yeah.
Which is controlled by China.
And just put him in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way he can, nobody has to know that he's really awake or not.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I'm full of good ideas.
Yeah. And let's give China control of our power grid and our internet.
Yeah.
Too, while we're at it.
Yeah.
And all of our satellites.
Perfect.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's sell them the Hummer plant. Because they need to own that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, one of our major vehicles that we use in war as well. They probably just have a button. There's probably a big red button over there in Xi Jinping's office.
Yeah.
If I push this, all the Hummers stop.
Yeah.
I just push this, they all go. They do a swall will. So we can, you know, we can rest well tonight, knowing that our country is in good hands. We don't know whose hands they're in, but somebody's, I'm sure Creepy Joe's got his nose sniffing out somebody's hands, someplace.
Something.
Not sure what's going on there. So
something.
Yeah. So I guess we will, I guess we'll just hope for the best.
There you go. Pray.
Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. See what God says. And there's. We talk about that maybe tomorrow. Talk about some of the stuff that's been going on with some of the prophetic stuff and where we go from here with that, all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But because there's some things we can talk about tomorrow, like the commission. There's going to start a commission on the whole election fraud thing.
Oh,
it's going to be a
big
commission. And Rand Paul actually says, I think he may be part of that because he says something about traveling around the country helping out with some of that stuff. So it's interesting to see what happens. He's been on fire lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff we haven't talked about. We can talk about so much more. So. Anyway,
we can always find things to talk about.
That's right.
Yeah.
We can just, and if nothing else, we can just laugh.
That's right.
So that
at each other.
It'll be entertaining anyway. Thanks for listening, everybody. And once again, 574-742-6748. Text in or call or whatever you want to do. Have a good night. See you later.
All right.